Well, today we will start with Luke chapter 22, and this follows, of course, Luke 21, which the main thing that happens in Luke 21 was Jesus telling the apostles about the destruction of the Jewish temple and his second coming and the end of the earth. So we are just after this. And what Kaufman, I've printed off a page here that Kaufman wrote. First, he gives a paragraph summary. And now this chapter has 71 verses, so this is a long chapter. And boy, Luke really packed in a lot of information here in 70 verses. And then Kaufman did a timeline of events of things that got recorded that Jesus did every day, starting with the 9th of Nisan, which was the Saturday before the triumphal entry, and then every day all the way through to his resurrection. And so I'll read that. But first we'll start off with the paragraph summary of the events of this Luke chapter 22. Kaufman writes, "The magnificent drama of our Lord's sacrifice unfolds rapidly in this chapter. Judas bargained to betray the Savior. The Last Supper was eaten. The apostles disputed about rank. Peter's denial was foretold. Jesus tells the apostles which supplies to take on the road. An angel strengthened the Lord in Gethsemane. Jesus was arrested. Peter denied him at the arraignment. Jesus was mocked. And then Jesus was condemned to death by the Sanhedrin." Okay, those are the things that Luke put in this. What Kaufman says unfolded rapidly in this chapter of our Lord's sacrifice. Now, he writes, "The following chronological arrangement of the events of this exceedingly important week is adapted with the understanding that the crucifixion was on Thursday, the 14th of Nisan, the same day the Passover lambs were slain, and the Passover meal was eaten after sundown, which was the 15th of Nisan." So then that would have been changing to their Friday that they ate the Passover meal. We would have called it Thursday night. Okay, so now he gives this timeline of all 8 days of events. First, he starts out, this is in AD 30. Then, on the Sabbath, that Saturday, the 9th of Nisan, Jesus arrived at Bethany, which was with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus' house, is where he went to with the apostles. And then he ate supper with them in the evening, and then he spent the night with them. That didn't get mentioned, but he spent the night with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, and then he left their house that Sunday morning for this 10th of Nisan that started with the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Then there were the children's hosannas. Then on that Sunday, the 10th of Nisan, Jesus cleansed the temple of these, who Jesus called robbers. And it was highway robbery. It was price gouging, massively overcharging for these simple sacrifices that the Jews were forced to purchase. And also they were doing exorbitant fees on the exchange rates. Everyone had their own different currencies because they came from all different countries all over everywhere that they were scattered. And then these robbers, these money exchangers were not giving a fair exchange. They were ripping off the Jews as they would bring, as these foreigner Jews were coming in to exchange into their common currency that they were using. Okay, so he ran out those money changers out of the temple. Then he did healings in the temple. Then Jesus and the apostles spent the night on the Mount of Olives. And as we ended Luke 21 last week, I mean 2 weeks ago, Kaufman mentioned that I'd never picked up on, but I'm glad he did, that not once is it ever recorded anywhere in the New Testament that Jesus ever spent the night in Jerusalem. Which, what Kaufman's conclusion of that, or the deduction, the what he deduced from that is that Jerusalem had gone so far away from God by the leadership, mostly just the leadership with the scribes, the Pharisees, the chief priests, had gone so far away from God that it was no longer a worthy place for God's unique Son to spend the night in Jerusalem. And very likely, that sounds like a reasonable explanation, a very likely a possibility. And then also, it was a practicality, practical, because we know, and Jesus even knew, that the Jewish hierarchy was trying to assassinate him. And they had been talking, conspiring, that they wanted to assassinate him in the night, in private, assassinating, just, they would love to have, for Jesus to have been spending the night in some house there in Jerusalem, and an assassin goes in, kills Jesus, and goes out, and then people find out the next day, oh, the Messiah was assassinated. That's what their plan was, but Jesus never did spend the night in Jerusalem. He spent every night on the Mount of Olives in the open, is what Kaufman said that Greek word means. And so he was just somewhere on the mountain every night. And obviously, the scribes, the Pharisees, the chief priests, they couldn't find Jesus. They didn't know where he was every night. So that's also an explanation of why he never spent a night, for sure, during this week in Jerusalem. Okay, so now we are Monday morning, the 11th of Nisan, and Jesus and the apostles return from the Mount of Olives, and then they're going into Jerusalem every day. Then they pass by a withering fig tree. No other events of that day are chronicled. So then they go back at the end of the day and retire for the evening to the Mount of Olives. And then, but also that day, Jesus' enemies, the Jewish hierarchy, are conspiring how they can kill him. So they're planning, trying to figure out a time which Jesus is in public, and they even say here in Luke 22, we can't kill him in the open because they feared the people, that they feared that there would be a rebellion. They feared that then they themselves would be assassinated by the people, because you kill the Messiah, well, guess what? Then there's going to be a lynch mob come after the Jewish hierarchy to assassinate them. And so they were in fear of their lives, so they were having to really step around gently to try to figure out how they could assassinate this Messiah that they hate, but not put their own lives in danger. Okay, so now Tuesday, the 12th of Nisan, the Jesus and the apostles, as they're traveling back down again off of the Mount of Olives, find the fig tree withered, and then Jesus' authority is challenged, and then this is when Jesus tells them, Kaufman wrote, the tribute to Caesar, but it was when Jesus says, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and render to God the things that are God's. So whenever they are testing him, and this is part of the testing phase And the pattern was you had to examine the sacrifice, the sacrificial animal, but this applied to the Messiah. You had to, it was testing him to see if he was flawless. And then, if there was no flaw found, then you sacrifice the sacrifice on the Thursday, on the 14th of Nisan. And so, but this is part of this testing to try to find a flaw in the Messiah, and they never found one. And he passed every test brilliantly. Okay, now we go to Wednesday, the 13th of Nisan. And this is a lot of things. This was a big, big day that that Jesus had. And when he woke up this morning, on that Wednesday morning, if he didn't get a nap in the afternoon, then he never slept again. And here, this was Wednesday morning, and then it was 24 hours later that he was hanging on the cross. From at 9 o'clock he was crucified, and then he didn't die until 3 p.m. So it was he hung 6 hours on the cross. So this was a long period of time that it was physically and emotionally draining. This Wednesday going into the Thursday. Okay, so first thing in the morning he comes off of the Mount of Olives. Enters the temple like he had done every day, teaching the people in the temple. But this time, he gives very strong criticism to the scribes and the Pharisees. He gives them these 8 woes that Matthew chronicles and writes about. And I'm confident that now they'd already been planning, but here this ramped everything up. After Jesus gave them a public rebuke in front of all the people and gave them those 8 penetrating woes, then they said, okay, we've got to kill him right now. In fact, there was other passages that talk like that they were going to assassinate Jesus after the Passover or during the because the Passover lasted for 8 days. And so on the back end, or maybe after these 8 days of the Passover was over, and then try to assassinate him, maybe while he's still in town, or maybe as he's leaving out. But I'm confident because of this. They said, we cannot wait until after the Passover. We've got to kill him before the Passover. And so, due to these woes, I think that really stepped things up big time. But Jesus needed to tell them. They needed to hear this. And if they had had a soft, warm, malleable heart, then they would have realized Jesus was telling them the truth. But instead, they were much like Pharaoh and had very hard hearts, cold hearts, wicked hearts instead, and that just made them even more hardened against Jesus. Okay, then before Jesus left the temple, he saw this widow drop in the widow's mite into the temple treasury, and so Jesus commented on that. And then Jesus gives the triple prophecy of the fall of Jerusalem, the second coming, and the final judgment, which we just covered in Luke 21. Then also now, after this same time period, the council of Caiaphas conspired to kill Jesus. So after these 8 woes, after Jesus left the temple, Caiaphas called the group of these scribes and Pharisees, and I guess Sadducees also, and they said, okay, we've got to kill him quickly before we get to the Passover. We can't wait until afterward. There's no telling what else he was going to say, I guess is what they were afraid of. Plus, they had very intense hatred at this point. Then, in the afternoon, Jesus made preparations for the Last Supper, or had the apostles make preparations for the Last Supper. And now what that included, the main focus on these preparations. Now, the apostles did not know that this was a Last Supper. This all was after the fact. What they thought they were doing is preparing for the Passover. Jesus sent them to this upper room to do the very same thing that every other Jewish household was doing. And that is purging, getting rid of all of the leaven or yeast out of the house. They had to sweep the whole house. They had to clean out any cabinets or shelves. They had to clean everything. It was a thorough cleaning, like what we would think of as a spring cleaning today. But they would, they had to do this, and that was done on the Wednesday, the 13th of Nisan. Purged the house of all of the leaven or yeast that we call it today. And so that's what these apostles did, getting ready. They were getting ready for what ended up being the Last Supper. They thought they were preparing for the Passover. They did not realize that they were not going to be participating in the Passover with Jesus. They didn't know, even though Jesus had already told them that he was going to be killed, that everything kind of went in one ear and out the other. It was like they were oblivious and didn't pick up on all these things. Okay, then that night, which was now the 14th of Nisan to the Jews, so this would end up being we would call it Wednesday night, but this was the starting of their Thursday night, is what they would have called it, Thursday evening. So after 6 p.m. on Wednesday, so to them, their calendar turned over to the next day, to the 14th of Nisan, to the Thursday. Jesus had the Last Supper with the 12 in the upper room. Then Jesus washed the apostles' feet. Then Judas departed from the group and went to do his wicked deed of betrayal. Then Jesus introduced the Lord's Supper to the apostles. Then Jesus had the farewell discourses, talked about the true vine, told the apostles that he was going to give them the Comforter and he would guide them into all truth. Then Jesus had the intercessory prayer. And then Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane. And he was 1 hour in agony. Okay, now we come to what we would call the Thursday, but the daytime. Well, what we would call after midnight, where the Thursday rolled around on our clock. And but their Thursday included all these previous things after sundown. But anyway. So we're on the Thursday, the 14th of Nisan. Jesus was arrested at midnight. And then Jesus was taken before Annas, the high priest. And from what I got, Kaufman hasn't ever commented on this that I've read. But I got this from J.W. McGarvey. And there were two high priests that year, and maybe there for quite a while. One appointed by Rome, and then one appointed by the Jews, which that one was the legitimate one. And what McGarvey said is Annas was the legitimately appointed high priest that year, whereas Caiaphas, the one that had already conspired to kill Jesus early on that Wednesday afternoon, he was the one that was appointed by the Romans, which the people did not consider Caiaphas as a high priest at all, because since he was appointed by Rome, they only saw Annas, but both of them had power, like a high priest, I guess. Okay, but so first Jesus was taken before Annas, the legitimate high priest. Then Peter denied Jesus about 3 a.m., and then Jesus was taken before Caiaphas, the illegitimate high priest, and then Jesus was taken before the Sanhedrin about 4 a.m., then Jesus was sent to Pilate at 6 a.m., so that was at sunup, at a daybreak, at dawn, he was sent to Pilate for the first time. Then from Pilate sent Jesus to Herod, and then Herod sent Jesus back to Pilate. And then he was delivered to be crucified. And then Jesus was crucified at 9 a.m. And then there was darkness on the whole face of the earth from noon to 3 p.m. And then Jesus died at 3 p.m. He gave up his spirit at 3 p.m. So then Kaufman says, the Passover lambs were being sacrificed at this same 3 p.m. hour that Jesus gave up his spirit. And Jesus was buried before sundown on that Thursday. So this Thursday got counted as day one, because as for the Jews, any part of a day counted as a day. So that was day one that Jesus was in the heart of the earth. Then that night was the Jewish Passover meal. And then, so that Thursday night, but they called that that was the 15th of Nisan. They called that Friday, but we would call it Thursday night. But to them, this was the 15th of Nisan. The calendar had changed over. Now they were eating. They sacrificed the lambs on the 14th of Nisan. Then after sundown, the 15th of Nisan, they eat the sacrificial animal. And Jesus, having eaten the Last Supper by anticipation 24 hours earlier. Okay, then the Friday, the 15th of Nisan, Jesus was in the tomb. That was day two. And then Saturday, Jesus was still in the tomb. That was the 16th of Nisan. That was day three. And then on Sunday, the 17th of Nisan, Jesus rose from the dead before sunrise. Now, Kaufman used this from some other commentator that incorrectly thought he took the majority view that Jesus was crucified on Friday. So he had to modify this, that Jesus was crucified on Thursday. So he bumped what the other man had on Friday, he had it bumped up to Thursday. And so what he said about this, about the Thursday crucifixion, is the arguments in favor of viewing Friday as the day our Lord was crucified have been thoroughly studied by Kaufman. And there seems to be no way that they can harmonize with what is written in the Word of God. So he said that there is no possible way to harmonize a Friday crucifixion with what is written in the Word of God. And then Kaufman says that he believes that Jesus was in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights, just exactly like he said he was going to be, which was the days Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Those were the 3 days. And then the nights, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. That's the only way you get that. You can't get 3 days and three nights on a Friday, from a Friday to Sunday. So he had to be buried on Thursday. Okay, any questions or comments on this?